Asperger's syndrome. Asperger's syndrome affects a person's ability to socialize and communicate effectively. It is considered to be on the milder end of the autism spectrum and is characterized by differences in communication, social interaction, and repetitive behaviors or interests. What is Asperger's syndrome? Asperger's syndrome, also known as Asperger's or AS, is a neurological difference that affects social and communication skills. Adults and children with Asperger's might have specific interests and repetitive patterns of behavior. Asperger's syndrome falls within the autism spectrum, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM, of diagnoses. Asperger's syndrome was first described as a developmental disorder by Hans Asperger in 1944, however, this only appeared in the DSM in 1994. Signs of Asperger's syndrome. Asperger's syndrome is a part of the neurodiversity spectrum, and falls within the AUSTM spectrum, ASD. This diagnosis is usually linked to a milder form of autism that affects individuals' development to a lesser extent. Asperger's syndrome is also referred to as level 1 ASD or high-functioning autism, and people with Asperger's might not require a high level of support to live independently. People with Asperger's syndrome may find difficulty with the following. Struggling with social interactions, intense focus on specific routines and rules. Restricted interests and repetitive patterns of behavior, differences in language skills and specific speech patterns, impairment of fine motor skills. Asperger's syndrome in children. Asperger's syndrome affects each child's development in a unique way. However, most children with Asperger's syndrome have specific behaviors that make them stand out at school. They may experience the following signs. Strong obsession with a particular narrow subject, sticking to strict routines and rituals, getting upset over slight changes, perfect memory skills, especially for facts and trivia related to topics they're interested in, repetitive movements, such as hand clapping or finger flapping, unusual posture and uncoordinated movement, exceptional sensitivity to sensory stimulations, such as light, sound, or texture. Behaviors that may challenge, violent outbursts, tantrums, and meltdowns in cases of overstimulation, difficulty creating friendships with peers. Asperger's syndrome in adults. Throughout college and their young adult years, many individuals with Asperger's learn to integrate into various environments. Some adults on this part of the autism spectrum disorder may mask their symptoms in public so that they're indistinguishable from neurotypical individuals. However, Asperger's syndrome still causes difficulties for many adults in the following areas. Verbal communication. Struggles with processing and producing language. Repetitive speech without inflection that may appear robotic. Nonverbal communication. Difficulty perceiving or understanding nonverbal social cues, such as facial expressions, eye contact, and body language. Social interaction. Difficulty starting a conversation. Struggling with small talk. Showing emotions, emotional outbursts and reactions that don't fit social expectations. Difficulty grasping other people's experiences and showing empathy. Although they may feel this deeply, behavioral differences, strict routines and rituals, negative reactions to change, exceptional sensitivity to light, sound, or touch, strong interest in specific topics. What causes Asperger's syndrome? Experts haven't discovered a specific reason for Asperger's syndrome to occur. Nevertheless, research points out several factors that might increase the risk of autism spectrum disorder. Common factors include genetic disorders, such as Fragile X syndrome, advanced maternal age, use of particular medications during pregnancy. Gender. Boys are more commonly diagnosed with this type of autism spectrum disorder than girls. How is Asperger's syndrome diagnosed? As with every developmental difference belonging to the group of autism spectrum disorders, there is no specific test to diagnose Asperger's syndrome. If you notice differences in your child's development, a group of professionals should assess their level of support needs by analyzing several factors, including language skills and speech acquisition, facial expressions and body language, social skills and interest in social interactions, reactions to change, motor skills and coordination. How is Asperger's syndrome treated? An early diagnosis and tailored support can help autistic people to cope with social barriers and achieve integration in all aspects of life. If your child is diagnosed with this Asperger's syndrome and you believe it's impacting their quality of life, you could consult your doctor and consider certain types of therapy or alternative approaches. Therapy. There are several therapy options that can help adults and children with Asperger's lead independent, successful lives at school and in the workplace. Each individual with Asperger's syndrome might experience unique challenges and may benefit from different types of support. With that being said, below are the most common therapies for autistic people. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. Cognitive behavior therapy supports people with Asperger's syndrome to achieve a better understanding of their own emotions and develop problem-solving skills in a wide range of situations. It also helps individuals on the spectrum to understand and grasp other people's motivations, as well as learning skills to show their deep-felt empathy. CBT is usually recommended to adolescents or young adults with mature reasoning skills. This therapy program is especially beneficial if the autistic person has related mental health disorders, such as anxiety or depression. Social skills training. A social skills training program can make a great difference in the social life of a child with Asperger's syndrome. Therapeutic sessions can take place at home or on the child's school premises. With early access to social skills training, individuals on the spectrum might learn to make meaningful connections with other people and lead more fulfilling social lives, should they wish. Speech therapy. Speech therapy programs for individuals diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome focus on improving the person's language and conversation skills. This kind of treatment can improve the person's spoken language as well as nonverbal communication skills, such as reading gestures, eye contact, body language, and other social cues. Other approaches for treating Asperger's syndrome. Apart from the aforementioned traditional therapy programs, children and adults with Asperger's syndrome may also benefit from other approaches. Alternative methods can support with sensory issues related to Asperger's as well as provide individuals with opportunities for inclusion. These include music and art therapy, and massage therapy. Music and art therapy. Through music and art therapy, professionals can address emotional, social, and cognitive challenges for individuals with Asperger's. Creating or consuming art and music in groups encourages social interaction, and can improve provide opportunities for nonverbal communication, such as eye contact and body language. Massage therapy. Massage therapy may bring short-term relief when it comes to sensory hypersensitivity symptoms linked to Asperger's syndrome. However, it's important to note that this method may not be an ideal choice for individuals on the spectrum who are specifically uncomfortable with touch. Challenges of Asperger's syndrome. Asperger's syndrome is not an illness and doesn't affect an individual's intelligence. In fact, a person with Asperger's is likely to have an average or above average intelligence level. However, Asperger's causes several difficulties and types of behavior that may challenge neurotypical people, such as hypersensitivity to lights, sounds, tastes, etc. Difficulty with the give and take of conversation, difficulty with nonverbal conversation skills, distance, loudness, tone, etc. Incoordinated movements or clumsiness, anxiety and depression. Living with Asperger's syndrome. Individuals with Asperger's may indulge in obsessive routines and interests while struggling to make meaningful friendships and cope with traditional learning methods. Without proper understanding, they might interpret this as a personal failure and risk developing feelings of shame and guilt. The social barriers imposed on individuals with ASD make them prone to anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. However, with the right diagnosis, early intervention, and access to tailored support, children and adults with Asperger's can excel in multiple areas and lead fulfilling lives. Professional support services encourage these individuals to make use of their unique strengths and qualities as brilliant problem solvers and creative thinkers. How LEAF Complex Care supports individuals with Asperger's syndrome. At LEAF Complex Care, our story of supporting individuals with complex care needs is a bit different. Providing person-centered and humanized care for individuals on the autism spectrum in their own homes is our mission. Our support workers approach every individual with kindness, patience, and dedication. We offer free training and an exceptionally appreciative work environment for our clinicians so that they can deliver the best care to our clients. Our support workers are trained to nurture people's uniqueness and channel their neurodevelopmental differences into a positive, purposeful framework. If you are in search of a support provider for yourself or a loved one with an Asperger's diagnosis, LEAF Complex Care is the right choice for you. We provide individualized support for children and adults with complex care needs in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Somerset, and the Midlands. Contact us via phone or email. Read more about other topics. Blog. Our office administrator Jake B. shares his journey with autism. Today we share the inspirational story of Jake Banbury, our office administrator at Leaf Complex Care in Exeter. Jake shares his thoughts on his aspirations, job responsibilities and experience working with his colleagues at Leaf Complex Care. Some of the uplifting stories Jake shares. Read more. Blog. What is the role of a mental health worker? The primary role of mental health workers is to contribute to their patients' overall well-being and mental health. Their varying role depends on the patient's needs, and as they provide. Read more. Blog. International Women's Day. Women's History Month is the perfect time to honor women's contributions to history, society, innovations, and technology. Every year on March 8, we celebrate International Women's Day, IWD, the recognition. Read more.